Well, you like yourself. You mix with people who like you.
Sure.
Real nice people.
The different types of cars that you had, for example, can you name some different types of cars and trucks?
Well, when we were young, I remember a Ford truck, Ford car.
Yeah, well, not brand names, but just different types, like
a T model. There were little bit of cars, you know.
Yeah.
Because my aunt had a Ford, had a car. It was called a T model. It was a little one seat. A car just had no one seat in it.
Yeah.
And you could only three people could sit in that.
Okay.
And she drove that. That was called a T model. She named the car Lizzie.
Do you remember those old cars in the 30s and the 40s that sometimes just had outside seats on the back? They had outside seats on the back. You know what they call those?
What do you mean outside seats on the back?
Well, didn't they have two bucket seats and then a kind of a bench seat. You know what those were?
No, you know the only
coupe,
thing...
A coupe with a rumble seat was?
Oh, I wasn't very familiar with cars. I didn't know a thing about them, and I still don't.
Yeah.
But okay. I do remember my aunt had this little T model Ford, and it was just one seat because sometimes when she'd go out, I had one baby there, and she'd take the baby, and she'd tie a diaper around the baby and pin it to the seat when she'd take her out like that. And maybe we could drive two or three in the seat like that. But there was no place in the back to put anybody. They didn't have but the one seat. But then they had other cars, like a Studebaker, and it has two seats. One seat clean across in the front, and one clean across in the back. They weren't like the seats now. And they had, I think they had four doors you could go, you know, into it. Now, like, they got one door on each side. Before, they had four doors. I don't...
A car with four doors is called a...
I don't remember what they called it.
Okay, or with two doors would just be a...
I still don't know.
What about those big cars, you know, that you see coming down the street now?
Limousine?
Okay. Or, you know, a car that uses a lot of gas and things like that. What do folks call that?
Well, a Buick.
Yeah.
Now, my daughter told me a Buick uses a lot of gas. And a Chevrolet does, too. And,
okay.
They had one car, was called Nash. I don't know.
When people have a big family, they buy one of those big...
They get a station wagon. Okay. Most people get a large station wagon, like Betsy has.
Okay.
You ever saw hers?
Yeah. What kind of car is that out there in front of your house? That's a
Pinto.
It's just a little...
A little Pinto, yeah.
Yeah.
But it can hold a lot because it got two seats in the front, one big seat in the back, then it has, you can drop that seat back, and you could put a whole, it's big enough you could put a playpen in the back or a pad, you know. Like when we go to Baton Rouge with the children, she put a quilt on the floor, and the children can lie down and sleep if we go late at night. Just open the seat all into one big body, you know.
Mm. Okay, now when a little truck comes to your house, he might, what kind of trucks do you know about, you know? What would it come in?
Well, the trucks is same name as the cars. Like you can get a Ford truck,
mm-hmm.
You can get a Dodge. My daughter has a Dodge and she had a Campus put on her truck. And it's real nice. And she had seven children and herself and her husband. And she carried them all in that.
Did you ever see those little trucks that might come to your house? And they have
a pickup truck.
Okay.
That's a small truck.
What about one that would be covered? That would be called, you know, just they might deliver flowers or something like that. That would be just a little, you know what a panel truck is?
No.
Okay.
The only thing I know about Campus or a closed-in truck.